This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A Dutch hospital has airlifted patients to Germany amid a virus surge, a coronavirus surge. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
A helicopter rises into a blue sky carrying a COVID-19 patient from the Netherlands to a German intensive care unit, the first such international airlift since the global pandemic first threatened to swamp Dutch hospitals in the spring. In regions across the continent, an absence of noise was set to underscore the extent of the resurgence of the virus as major cities from Rome to Paris rein in nightlife and other activities as part of increasingly drastic measures. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez publicly appeals for the country to pull together to defeat the new coronavirus surge. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron said Friday his country will have to live with the coronavirus at least until next summer. Italy's health ministry said Friday it had registered the highest daily tally of new coronavirus infections over the past 24 hours since the start of the country's outbreak and up from the previous record posted Thursday. After declining over the summer, infections have accelerated rapidly in the last few weeks and have risen sevenfold since the start of the month. The number of new COVID-19 cases reported in the United States Thursday was the second highest on record, coming in just short of their midsummer peak as the spread of the coronavirus accelerates in nearly every region of the country. Cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all going up as cooler weather descends on much of the country. If you'd like to know more about these stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. With the U.S. presidential election less than 2 weeks away, the two candidates held their final debate Thursday night in the state of Tennessee. The debate had a starkly different tone than the last time the two men shared a stage. Republican Donald Trump's Democratic challenger Joe Biden leads in the polls, and the race now centers on a handful of battleground states that could decide the election. More than 40 million Americans have already cast their ballots in early voting. One of them is Vice President Mike Pence, who, with his wife Karen, cast his ballot Friday for the general election.
We're dealing with a pandemic still. We are dealing with how people are going to get to the polls. And while many of the medical experts are saying it should be okay to vote, depending on how everything's planned out, but many people have registered to vote for the first time because they know they can do it remotely.
Vice President Pence said he was honored to vote today, and that was an analyst about early voting. Activists called for protests across Poland Friday despite coronavirus restrictions after the country's top court banned almost all grounds for abortion in the Catholic country. The Constitutional Tribunal's ruling Thursday to ban abortions due to fetal defects ended the most common of the few legal grounds for abortion and set Poland further apart from the European mainstream. Libya's two warring factions, the government in Tripoli and a rival Eastern administration, signed a permanent ceasefire agreement Friday following 5 days of talks at the United Nations. The European Commission welcomed the declaration of a ceasefire in Libya, calling for it to go into immediate effect and for peace talks to resume. EU's foreign policy spokesperson told reporters the agreement, quote, is key for the resumption of a political dialogue, end quote. A German auction has just completed a controversial sale of Nazi memorabilia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Handwritten speech notes by Nazi dictator Adolf Hitler have sold at auction in Munich, despite concerns from Jewish groups they could encourage neo-Nazis. The Hermann Historical Auction House defended the sale of the manuscripts, all dated before the outbreak of World War II, saying they were of historical significance and belong preserved in a museum. They sold to anonymous bidders for well over their starting prices. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A final confirmation vote in front of the full Senate is planned Monday for U.S. President Donald Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett for a lifetime Supreme Court seat. The Republican-led U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee approved her nomination Thursday. Democrats on the committee boycotted, resulting into a 12-0 vote in favor of the nomination. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.